أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وبشر الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات أن لهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار. As we explained yesterday, that in Quran Sharif's one major principle is where warnings are given, glad tidings are also given, so that the balance can always remain. And the very important teaching of Islam, that Iman bayna raja wal khawf, that Iman is between the fear of Allah and hope in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. And that must always be there, and that will give a person a balanced life. In the previous ayat, with regard to the warning of Allah Ta'ala of the fire of Jahannam, which has been prepared for the non-believers, is particularly here in this instance, that they don't believe in the Quran Sharif as the word of Allah, the revelation of Allah Ta'ala. In contrast to that, the believers, Allah Ta'ala says, وَبَشِّرِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا or خُشْفَبْرِ دَي اُن لُوگُفُ كِ جُو ایمان لَائِ and give glad tidings to those people who have brought Iman. Iman, generally, of all the things that we are required to bring Iman. And particularly here, in contrast to the kuffar who don't believe in the Quran Sharif, that it is the word of Allah, the revelation of Allah Ta'ala. Here, Iman means the believers who believe that the Quran Sharif has been revealed by Allah. It is the word of Allah and it is absolute. And this Iman is absolutely required from all of us. The Iman on the Quran Sharif. One is every Muslim, alhamdulillah, we all will say that we believe in the Quran, and we do believe in the Quran Sharif, that it has been revealed from Allah Ta'ala. But we should analyze this Iman of ours a little bit to make sure that it is correct. And that is that we believe in the whole Quran as a whole. And we also believe in every ayat of the Quran Sharif. For example, capital punishment which is in the Quran, that for stealing, when according to all the rules and regulations, that hands have to be cut, etc. And for a person commits adultery, a married person, he must be stoned to death. All this also we must believe and accept it. It is from Allah. If we think that this is now barbaric, na'uzu billah, and all this comes because of our so much of involvement with non-Muslims. We are not living in an Islamic environment. We are bombarded with the non-Muslims, whether it be pre-primary, in school, in the nursery, or whatever our environment is, our work environment. We are so addicted to the TV, to all the news, etc. So that has influenced our mind. And now if we now start thinking that this is barbaric, this is not correct, then our Iman and the whole Quran is negated. So if, and we might not understand, but we believe in it. There are many things which we don't understand, even besides our deen matters. But it is there, we accept it. Like that, this, even if we don't understand, we should accept it. One thing also, because of our so much of exposure to the non-Muslim and non-Muslim way of life, their education, their system, etc., that our women feel, and even our some men feel, that women are not given a fair share in Islam, that there is zulm on women. For example, that she has to stay at home. So one side, looking at it from this worldly point of view, she's like a prisoner in the house. But you look at it from an Islamic point of view, she's like a great and respectable and honorable person that has to be kept safe and protected in the house. A jewel, a diamond, a pearl is not thrown around on the streets. It is kept very safe, not only in the house, but in the safe. And not only in the safe also in a very safe place. And then again in a very beautiful box also. The parda of the woman. Everything. The woman, Islam has given great honor. But because we are not exposed to the Islamic way of life, we think that now zulm is being made on a woman. A woman, for example, goes out to work as an air hostess. We all think that she's very progressive. She's got her freedom. And what is she doing? She's serving all non-mahram people on the plane. The very same work, if she does it at home, serves her husband and her children. She's also serving. Now we regard her as being very backward, that she's a person who is not progressive. Whereas she has the great honor of serving her husband, serving her children. What could be more greater? That we regard as backward. But when she's on a plane and serving any and everyone, and people flirting with her, everything happening, that we regard as progressive. So it is a matter of how we see the matter. So the whole of Islam, the Quran Sharif, we have to have iman on every ayat of the Quran. Inheritance, the laws of inheritance, we should accept them wholeheartedly. That what Allah has prescribed, we accept that and we follow that and we believe in that. But yeah, again, many of us, we go to the courts of the land and we have our inheritance also, and we get ourselves in all that haram money which we take, for example, of the mother, of the sisters, etc. Yeah, again, if we go and see that many a woman and many people feel that in Islam, woman is given half the share of the man. What man gets to, there's a brother and a sister. The brother will get double than what the sister gets in inheritance. Again, yeah, because being influenced by the Western way of life, alien way of life, we feel it is zulm on the woman. But if we just analyze it a little bit, we will see that in Islam, a woman at no stage in her life is she commanded to earn her living. As long as she's a daughter in a father's house, Allah has made that full responsibility of the father. He must see to the earning of the daughter, even if she has become baligh now and she's still in the house, it is the father's duty. When she gets married, it's not her duty to contribute to the expenses of the house, etc. It is fully the husband's responsibility. He must earn and she must sit like a queen in the house, and he has to feed her like that. If the husband passes away, then her children are responsible. If there are no children, her brothers, if her father is still living, he is responsible. Her brothers are responsible. And finally, if there's no one, the Muslim community is responsible. In a Islamic Khilafat, the Khilafat, the Islamic government is responsible for her. And if that is not there, the Muslim community is responsible. She is not to go out and work. They must see to all her needs. So we see what a great position Islam has given to women. In all these matters, we have to have this full iman on the system of parda, separation of males and females. Everywhere is the law of Allah Ta'ala, and our iman must be on this. If we are not practicing it, it is my weakness, we make tawbah and istighfar. But to try and speak against it, that Islam is not fair, the Quran is not fair, any one point also, then our whole iman on the Quran is negated. So this glad tidings which Allah speaks is for those people who have that full iman on the Quran Sharif. The whole Quran Sharif, every teaching, every ayat of the Quran Sharif, I don't understand, it is my weakness. That I don't understand, but I believe it's the word of Allah, and that is the perfect and the correct thing. Not that I challenge Allah and I want to find fault in the book of Allah. By that we negate our iman. So this is very important also, to have this glad tidings which are mentioned of Jannah. It is for 1 year that we have this full iman on the Quran Sharif and every teaching of the Quran Sharif. May Allah give us all tawfiq.